Turn with me now to Hebrews 11. The outworking of faith. See, that's most of what Hebrews 11 is all about. It is the outworking of faith in the lives of men and women who walked with God before us. And they did such beautiful things by faith in their God that God recorded it here in this chapter. And isn't it interesting if you go down through the chapter that in almost every example it says by faith and then something happens. And by faith and then something happens. By faith Abel offered. By faith Enoch was translated. By faith Noah built an ark to the saving of his house. By faith Abraham obeyed and went out to a land that he didn't know of. By faith Abraham sojourned in the land of promise, living in a tent. Imagine that. And by faith Sarah received strength and bore a son in her old age. And we could go on down through all the list there in Hebrews. But the point we want to make here is that faith works. Faith, true faith, is a very active word. Very active. Notice in verse 4, by faith, the witness of God in his heart, that if he comes to God, he must come with blood. Abel knew that. And Abel responded to what he knew and offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. And by the which he obtained witness. That is in here, brothers and sisters, that he was righteous. There's another verse for justification by faith. Amen. I mean, that's way back to Abel. God said to Abel, God witnessed in Abel's heart, righteous Abel. And now if you could just picture it there, here's Abel offering his sacrifice. Here's Cain offering his sacrifice. Abel's sacrifice is a lamb with blood and death. And Cain's sacrifice is a bunch of carrots or whatever he grew. And when Abel offered his, he obtained witness from God. I mean, you can just picture him there before the altar. Oh, glory! Oh, Lord, I love you, Lord! Oh, yes, thank you, Lord God! I love you, I bless you, I praise you! Cain's over here watching. And he's offering his carrot. And he doesn't get anything. And jealousy begins to rise in his heart. Abel got a witness from God. Why? Because he obeyed. His faith worked. And he obeyed. And he got a witness from God. And God said to him, Abel, I'm pleased with you. Righteous! Righteous, Abel! So thank you, Lord. Thank you. By faith, Enoch was translated. Now you ponder that one for a while. That means that this man, Enoch, and the Bible says he walked with God. And sometime in his walks with God, God said to him, Enoch, you are very pleasing to me. I'm going to take you home without dying. You're not going to die. I'm just going to translate you someday. And Enoch believe God. I mean, he took that thing into his heart. Okay, Lord, I believe you. I don't know how long he continued to walk with God. He could have walked with God another 100 years. Who knows? But during those days, from the time when God spoke to him until the day when God took him, and he was not, for God took him, he was not found anymore. During those days, from time to time, Enoch pondered, God is going to take me someday. I know it. I know it. And he must have told somebody. Because when he wasn't found, the people didn't just say he must have died somewhere. Maybe an animal ate him. But he wasn't found. And the story went everywhere. God took him. God took him. He said God was going to take him. And God did take him. He was just walking by faith, trusting God. And God looked down and said, you know, that Enoch, he really believes me. He really believes I'm going to translate him. And he took him one day. He just took him. Enoch and God went walking down the road one day, and God said, Enoch, I don't want you to go home today. You just go with me. And off they went. And that was the end of Enoch. Or was it? Oh no, that's not the end of Enoch. He's been talking for a long, long, long time, hasn't he? Because he lived by faith. These are awesome things. As we look at them, they're amazing. But dear young people, you think about it. You think about it. It's not so amazing if you put the element of the divine in there. It's not so amazing. What would you do if God kept you up several nights for 2 or 3 hours in a row and he kept speaking the same thing to your heart? I want you to do this. I want you to do this. I want you to do this. And again, I want you to do this. Wouldn't you do it too? Wouldn't you? I mean, what if God kept you up night after night after night and spoke to your heart and said, someday I'm going to use you to work a mighty miracle. Wouldn't you believe it? I mean, if you put the element of the divine in there, you know, this is not just finding some words written on a piece of paper somewhere. This is the Spirit of the living God speaking to your heart. And you know, this is the voice of God telling me. Wouldn't you believe it? God came to Abraham and said, I want you to get out of the country. I want you to leave your father and mother. I want you to leave all your family. And I want you to leave everything behind. Pack up a few tents and come with me to a land that I'm going to show you. And Abraham obeyed. I mean, he was heading out of town. And people had to be asking him, where are you going, Abraham? I don't know where I'm going. I don't know where I'm going. What? You don't know where you're going? No, I don't know where I'm going. Well, then why are you going if you don't know where you're going? God told me to go. Who's this God? He must be some crazy kind of a God. He told you to go, but he didn't tell you where you're going? No, he didn't tell me where I'm going. And they thought he was crazy. But he had been talking to the living God. And he trusted God and obeyed. And then, to top that off, he sojourned in the land of promise in a tent year after year after year after year after year. Talk about a life of faith. Do you think every morning he got up, he was overwhelmed with the witness of God in his heart? I don't believe so. But he lived by faith because God told him. And he lived in a tent because God told him. There's coming a city whose foundation and builder and maker is God. Oh, well, in that case, I'm living in a tent. I'm not putting my roots down. I'm looking for a city whose builder and maker is God. Abraham! Hey, Abraham! Why don't you build a house? You've been around here a long time. Why don't you build a house? No, I prefer to live in a tent. What are you going to live in a tent for, Abraham? Oh, I'm just passing through here. You are? Yes. Well, what do you mean you're just passing through? Oh, I'm looking for a city. When I get to that city, I won't need this tent anymore. What a nut. That guy was a nut. But God put him in here. Yeah, they're amazing. They're amazing stories, aren't they? Maybe this week you've been staggered a bit by some of the stories that Brother Keith Daniels shared with you. Maybe that some of those stagger you and you think, wow, how can this be? This must be a very special man. But may I remind you, young people, that there was a day back there 30 years ago when he was just a regular old sinner on his knees crying out to God to have mercy upon him. And I mean, he was a mess. He was a mess. You know, and we look at the wonderful things that God did through him or does through him, but we forget that the old man that led him to the Lord said, go home and soak yourself in the book, Keith, every day. Never miss. And by faith, he went home and soaked himself in the book, and he never missed for 30 years. We forget that. We forget that he was just a young Christian, just like you, and was reading in his Bible one day and came to the verse there, you come to offer your gift before the altar, and there you remember that someone has aught against you. Leave there thy gift at the altar. Go, be reconciled to thy brother, and then come and offer thy gift. And he set his Bible down and said, I've got to go make restitution. There are people that I hurt before I was a Christian. There are things that I said that were wrong, and I need to go and make them right. I took somebody's money before I was a Christian, and I need to go make it right, and I'm going to go do it now. Just a baby Christian. Living by faith. Living by faith. We forget that there was a day when he had the opportunity, just like us, as he was reading in the Word, he saw that God was burdened about souls, and he said, I'm going to tell other people about Jesus Christ, and I'm going to do it. And he started doing it. We forget that he met with God early in the morning out there in that beach, day after day after day after day, and then went to work all day, just like a normal guy does. You see what I'm saying? The obedience of faith matures faith. The outworking of faith brings faith to maturity. He didn't just all of a sudden overnight start doing these wonderful things for God. He was just a regular old Joe, just like you. And probably about how old you are. And he made some decisions back there. I'm going to do it. I see it in the Word. I'm going to do it. Oh, look at that. I'm going to do it. A life of faith is a life of obedience, young people, which flows out of an interactive devotional life. Can I say that again? It's a life of obedience which flows out of an interactive devotional life, interactive with God. The precepts of God's Word. Every precept of God's Word is a step of faith, young people. Every one of them is a step of faith. And in God's eyes, it's just like the mighty steps of faith that Brother Keith talked about last night. Every precept of God's Word is a step of faith. As I stand here today, I am who I am by the grace of God. But I am who I am, one step at a time, another and another and another for 27 years, young people. For 27 years. The outworking was many, many choices of obedience. Just a regular old guy in Omaha, Nebraska. Just a regular old guy. And God spoke to me about my hair. And I got my hair cut. And God spoke to me about tithing.
And oh, I mean, when God spoke to me about tithing, I was as poor as Job's turkey, they say. I mean, the preacher preached on tithing, and I thought, I can't even make ends meet. I'm living from paycheck to paycheck. Now take 10% of it and give it away. Come on! That can't be right! But I took a step of faith. I mean, way back there. Hey, that's in the Bible. I don't know how I'm going to do it, Lord. I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I'm going to do it. And I laid it out there. The first Sunday, and the next, and the next, and the next. And oh, what a beautiful story I could tell you about tithing, but I won't. But listen to me. That's how it works. Smoking. Smoking. Denny, I want you to quit smoking, Denny. Christians don't smoke, Denny. I want you to quit smoking. I want you to get rid of your music, Denny. I want you to get rid of your music. This music is not good music. Burn it. The TV is broke. What are we going to do? Are we going to fix it? Are we going to buy a new one? No, Denny. Don't you buy a new television set. Don't do it. Okay, Lord. Okay. That was a long time ago, long before I ever met a Mennonite, by the way. I want you to go to church. I want you to be faithful in church. I want you to be there every week. I want you to submit to the elders of that church. I want you to read your Bible. Do it every day. Don't miss. Read it. Consume it. Take all your free time and read the Bible. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Bring it to work with you. Read it during your break time. Be the nut that sits over in the corner of the break room while everybody else is making fun and joking, and you read your Bible for 30 minutes while you eat your sandwich. Yes, Lord. Yes. Okay, I'll do it. I want you to change your clothes, boy. Change your clothes. Yes, Lord. I will do that. Preaching, marriage, Bible school, children. Trust me. Trust me for your children. Have many children, Denny. It's a blessing. Do it. Okay, Lord, we'll do it. I want you to fast, son. Fast. It will be a blessing to you if you will fast. Yes, Lord, I'll do it. I'll do it. Denny, gluttony. Do you see this principle of gluttony in the Bible? Yeah, I do, Lord. Do you see how it drains the spiritual life? Do you see how the heart is overcharged with surfeiting, overeating? Yes, Lord, I see that. I don't want you to live like that. But Lord, everybody lives like that. All the Christians I know stuff themselves and overeat. I don't want you to do that, Denny. Okay, Lord. Okay. Go and do it. Yes, Lord. Yes. One step after another, after another, after another, after another. And 27 years go by. And a life is totally transformed. That's how it works, young people. That's why Keith Daniel is where he is today. He's just a regular old guy who trusted God and kept trusting Him and walking with Him. God is no respecter of person. Come on, men. Let's get it. God wants to do that in your life. As you walk in His ways, God will also lead you. He will lead you. Not just tell you something out of this book. He will lead you. There are some things that God wants you to do that are not in this book. He may tell you to leave a worldly church. He may tell you to move to Pennsylvania and pastor a church in Pennsylvania. He may tell you to preach on the home and trust me. He may tell you to. Don't quit in the hard times when the church is falling apart. Don't quit.
He may tell you all those things. And they're not written in his book. There's no verse in the Bible that says, Denny, move to Pennsylvania. But the Spirit of God does speak to the heart of men and women and say, I want you to move to Pennsylvania. You trust me. You just trust me and you go there. That's the way God works. One step at a time. Let me tell you a sad, happy story. Some time ago, a brother shared with me the testimony of his early years as a Christian. I won't give you his name. Some of you may know his name, but probably not. This is a long ways away. But when he was a young man, he moved to New York City. He was an artist. He's a worldly man, and he was an artist. And if you're an artist and you want to make it, you go to New York City. That's where you make it, I guess. And he went to New York City. And in New York City, if you want to make it as an artist, you're going to have to get a job. So you work your job in the daytime and you do your artwork all night long. That's how they do it there. Well, somehow in the midst of all of that, this young man got born again. His father and his mother were praying for him. And God shook him to the depths of his soul and opened up his eyes and revealed to him the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ and how God could change his life forever. And he believed on the Lord Jesus Christ and he was saved and his whole life was changed. In the first few weeks of his Christian life, he thought to himself, oh, I want to read the Bible and pray. How can I do this? I'm working all day and I'm drawing pictures all night. And God spoke to him and said, skip the pictures, boy. Replace it with the Bible. And he thought, hey, sure, why not? I mean, if I can draw pictures all night and work all day, surely I can read the Bible and pray all night and work all day. So that's what he started doing. You know, fanatic in the art world, fanatic for the Lord, amen? And so he set to himself. And he spent the whole night. He would come home from work and go to bed at 5. And get up at 11. And he'd spend the whole night reading the Bible and praying. What do you, young man, what do you think happened to that fellow? You tell me the rest of the story. He said, Brother Denny, some very unusual things started happening to me. He said, I started hearing God's voice. God began to lead me. I got impressions from the Lord. And God would tell me at 2 o'clock in the morning, get up, go downstairs and stand out in front of the apartment. And he said, I would get up and go downstairs and I'd be standing out in front of the apartment and all of a sudden a person would come walking down the street at 2 o'clock in the morning. He'd walk right up to me and say, are you a Christian? Yes. Could you show me how to be saved? Yes, sure. And he would lead him to the Lord. He said it happened over and over and over. He said this went on for months and months and months. He said, I was so excited. My life was just growing. I was so full of strength and God was changing me so fast. He said, after about a year of that, someone admonished me and said, you know, it's not right for you just to be all by yourself. You need to get in the church. He thought, well, yeah, okay, that's right. Church, I see that in the Bible. So he went and joined himself to a church and continued to live like he was living. Now this is the sad part of the story. And everybody in the church thought he was nuts. And they told him he was weird. You got to stop doing this stuff. I'm not sure it's God. I think it's the devil. And they washed the whole thing out and then he settled down with the rest of the bumps on the law. And stayed there for 10 years. Sad story, isn't it? How's your faith history reading, young people? What have you done by faith? What steps have you taken? God wants you to take some. And at the end of your life, there should be a new chapter on faith. With your
name on it.
By faith, John.
Sold his fancy truck and gave all the money away.
By faith,
Samuel
denied himself the opportunity of a very good job with lots of money.
By faith, and you fill in the blank.
I'm telling you, young people, at the end of your life, if you're going to walk the way that we've been saying here this week, at the end of your life, you should be able to write a chapter on faith. You should be able to look back over your life and say, I remember when God spoke to me about this, and change took place. And then God said this, and change took place. And then God said this, and change took place.
By faith, Mary.
And you fill in the blank. See, I don't know what it is. The possibilities of faith are endless. But all I want you to know is this, young people. God wants to be a living God in your life. And if you will respond to Him, if you will continue to respond to Him like you have been through this week, God will write a chapter about your life. And it will be read in heaven someday. And you'll be very glad to hear it read when you're in eternity and they're passing out rewards. You'll be very glad to hear it read. And it starts, however glorious the chapter is, it starts right where you are now with very simple, everyday precepts that are in this book. And as you walk, faith matures. And as faith matures, faith increases. And as faith increases, faith does mighty things for God with ordinary people like King Samuel. That's the way it works. By faith, Craig won many souls for Christ. By faith, he left everything and went to a mission field somewhere. By faith, you fill it in. You fill it in. God wants to fill it in. By faith, Joe did nothing for God all the days of his life.
Sorry, Joe. Is there any in here? I forgot about that. Forgive me, Joe. Is there a Joe in here? I don't mean you, whoever you are, dear brother. But that doesn't sound right, does it? No, it doesn't sound right. Those two don't go together, do they? And you know that now. You know it now. Well, God is raising up dozens of young people who are marching to the beat of a different drum. God is doing it. Will you be one? It will be determined in the next 3 months of your life. I promise you. Shall we pray? Oh Lord, how we joy and revel in the possibilities of faith. How we joy this afternoon as we look into the faces of these expectant young people and we think and we imagine and we dream what joyful dreams they are, Father. God, I pray, anoint these young people with the Holy Ghost. Let them dream dreams and see visions that someday will be reality in their lives, Father. That's what we want for them. Oh Lord, take them on. Let them pass us, fathers and mothers, up, Lord. May they do that, Father. Pass us, fathers and mothers, up. And go, may they are. Lord, we commit them all to you. you are the initiator of faith in every heart. So we commit them all to you, knowing you will do well with each one. We pray in Jesus Christ's name.
God bless you for listening to the preaching of His Word. You may leave us a message by pressing 99. To hear information about our Saturday morning Bible study, press 88. To find out how to listen to a church service at Ephrata Christian Fellowship, press 77. To hear the menu for this topic again, please stay on the line. To listen to any other message in this topic, press the appropriate extension number now.